How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. And welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi, everybody. Wow, what a cold day.
Well, Tom, first of all, I can't believe the heating in your house still isn't working.
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but it's, there's the Nest one.
Yeah.
And there's the, it's connecting to a Honeywell system. Miss Honeywell. Honeywell was my nickname in prison. And then, I don't know, Alf has reset, we've done a soft reset, we've done a hard reset.
Oh, wow.
On the thermostat in the hallway and the thing in that's next to the boiler that it speaks to. And nobody wants to, no, the only way it works is on a manual, like go down to the thing by the boiler and press it on. That's the only way we get heat.
Oh, Tom.
So we do have heat, but it's just, why is the system so complicated?
Well, people like to complicate things, don't they? Why can't things just be simple?
Why can't we just have on and off?
Oh, wait, why? Mm. That's the thing, Tom. Are you worried about AI?
Well, do you know?
Because that's what this podcast is about.
It's
really
about, actually. Well, you know, what are we recording it on? We're recording it on AI.
That's true, yeah.
Computers, right?
This might not even be us. They could have created our voices, but they couldn't get this sort of witty chit chat.
Well, that's the beauty, isn't it, of us having absolutely no structure, is that I think even
ChatGPT?
Even ChatGPT would struggle with creating this sort of line of nonsense. I think ChatGPT would probably melt.
Yeah. I don't think, don't trust anything that's not uniquely like-minded friends.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Good advice, Suze. Although, I mean, it'd be quite nice if, like, the Jetsons, we could have, like, AI, like...
like what they had. What did the Jetsons have? They all had, like, hoverboards and things.
Yes, I feel like there was a housekeeper of some kind.
Oh, yeah, like a robot housekeeper.
That would be quite nice.
A robot housekeeper would be good. I do have one of those robot hoovers.
See, you're already falling for it.
See, that I'm part of the problem.
You're part of the problem, Suze.
It's probably listening to me.
Of course it is.
Is my robot hoover listening to me?
Is your robot hoover listening to you? Get in touch.
What, do you think my robot hoover's going to write in?
Oh my God, I am Susie's robot hoover.
And he's gay.
He's
the gay robot
when I'm
hoover.
A robot voice, I do it, camp.
And I love that for you.
It's a blessing and a curse.
So, Tom, I've got some news.
Oh, Suze, yes.
The lounge wall's been letting in water.
Oh, Suze, no, not damp.
Yeah, we've got damp. I don't know what it was. It was the wall downstairs was going like flaky crispy pastry.
Oh, delish.
We want delish. So we've eaten it. Anyway, I've got lead poisoning, but that's neither here nor there. I'm coming to you live from hospital.
I think we have a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Because we have a bit of flaky paint on a wall.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's the thing.
It is treatable. My brother is doing a full damp course in his house at the moment.
There you go. A full damp course. Does that mean he just sits down and writes things down?
Yeah, he goes every week and different people.
It's nice to meet friends. It's a great way. A course is a great way to meet new people, isn't it?
It's a lovely way, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever done a course since being like a school age child?
No, but I'd quite like to do like a course in like upholstery or something.
Do you know my mum did that? Do you know this?
Oh, maybe that's where I've got the idea from. But what,
my mum did
your
City and Guilds.
Did she?
Course. She did. Yeah.
Oh wow!
She's very into needlework. Is Anne Ruffle.
She's good. She's good, isn't she, your mum?
She can make curtains, can't she?
Can she?
Yeah. She can reupholster a chair.
Did you upholster your chaise lounge?
Thank you for bringing it up so that everyone knows I've got one. No, actually, Mum got someone else that she said was better than her to do it, that she knew from the world of upholstery. But I think she probably could do it, but she just doesn't have the confidence.
Do you know what I mean? I want to build her confidence in that.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do that. We'll get her on the show.
Yes, I'd also quite like her to do a chair for me, but, you know, that's by the by.
Wouldn't those two things linked? She'd like to up her confidence so that she will do a chair for me.
Yes. Good upholsterers. I tell you, it's these classic skills, Suze. They're good skills.
You know how I'd love to become a furniture maker.
Oh, that would suit you.
Down to the ground, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. Planing away.
There she is
on the lathe. Yes. classic lesbian Brighton vibes.
I mean, it is the Brighton furniture maker does scream lesbian.
Mm. Well, yeah. Or, you know, ex Amex employee. A lot of people in Brighton.
Someone that's been in the world of finance moves to the coast and thinks there's more to life than this.
Exactly that.
Sort of maybe also the narrative of a Hallmark Christmas film.
Well, he's happily, yeah. They're going to stop working for Amex. And they're going to move to Brighton. They're going to open a scarf shop and their partner is going to open. It's going to take a rent on a suddenly available workspace, you know, workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got all this equipment. They didn't use it. Oh my gosh, that's what I need.
Yeah, all of that. Oh my God, I can't believe they've left this. I could do something with this.
Yes.
Love
suddenly
it.
And they find fulfillment. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the woodcarver at Christmas.
Oh, and then the toy comes to life.
Oh, so frightening. Kills everyone.
It's a lovely Christmas film.
Hallmark horror. Is that a
Hallmark
thing?
Hallmark horror. It is now.
It is now.
Yeah.
I imagine the Hallmark channel are listening.
Well, probably via your Hoover, yes.
I think they get ChatGPT to write the scripts for those.
Yeah, do you think? Yeah. Oh, probably. Oh, that's nice. You'd be good at doing a course, though. I can see.
Yeah,
you doing
I would. Or maybe learning French. Bonjour.
I've always fancied doing a language. Yeah.
But you are having lessons. You're having your piano lessons.
True. Yes, I'm having my piano lessons.
How
I'm enjoying
is it going?
That. Well, good. It's very difficult to find time to practice, though, isn't it? When we're all so busy and all over the place. I had a lovely time in Milton Keynes and Ipswich last week, but there's not always a piano at my fingertips, so to speak.
No, but sometimes you get backstage and there is one.
Sometimes you do, and I like those days.
Yeah, of course. It's always lovely. Because I tell you who's very good at the piano, your friend and mum, Will Duggan.
Is he?
He supports me on tour. He can play anything from ear.
Oh,
he's very, very good.
Why doesn't he use his finger?
Don't know. Big ears. Big ears.
But oh, that's impressive.
Same with saxophone and clarinet.
What, he can play the piano with a saxophone?
Yeah. He blows really hard and it pushes the number down. You've done that before, haven't you?
we've all got
couldn't possibly say.
What do you mean? So he can play the clarinet by ear and the saxophone?
And the saxophone, yeah. He's really good at both of them. I think he's the best at... Not the best in the world, but like his skill. The thing he is best at is the clarinet.
A great skill. Wow.
Very sad though, isn't it? Very sad.
Mournful. I think I've said it before, Suze. I hope I have. I find the saxophone embarrassing. I find it overly sexual. Overly sexual. I find it embarrassing.
Oh, that's so funny. You're such a little old prude.
I just find it glaringly sexual.
Like people are trying to shag their saxophone.
Yeah. Oh, I can't bear it in a public place.
What, like if someone's like thrusting their hips while they're doing Baker Street?
Oh, no, Suze. I don't know where to look.
Oh, that's so funny. What do you think the least sexual instrument is?
Triangle? Or...
I don't know, triangle?
Maybe the piccolo?
A threesome of sorts?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, three... threesome.
What about a clarinet not sexy?
Clarinet not sexy, no.
Have you ever... Is this because of a saxophonist that you've known that you found sexy?
No, I've never found a saxophonist or a clarinetist remotely. I've never had a dalliance with one, no. Never had any.
No. There is a joke about tooting a horn, but I'm not going to do it.
Well, we just know it was there. And you could
it was
have
taken there. It was at my fingertips, unlike the piano for you. But yes, sometimes when we would be backstage before a show, there would be a piano. And I'd force him to play something.
Oh,
you know,
like
how I force you to play things. Tom, play something lovely for me now.
That's so nice.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, isn't he clever?
Very clever boy. Very clever boy.
Oh, bless him for that.
Bless him and bless us.
I went skydiving, did I tell you?
Oh my God, I saw the pictures. Talk me through what happened.
Well, it turned out that Milton Keynes has an indoor skydiving centre.
What, so you went, this is very me? That doesn't feel very... I mean, I love that it's you. Well, it doesn't feel, you know, super you.
It's one of those things I go, I've never tried it. I don't want to die with questions.
Did you think that would be the thing on your deathbed? You'd go, I should have done a skydive in Milton Keynes.
I wish I'd skydived. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I just thought it's right there. It's the other. It was like the hotel, the venue, and then the skydiving center. And I was like, well, we've got
to
go.
It seems wild not to.
There was space available. I mean, people go to Dubai for that sort of thing.
Yeah, sure.
We walked in. Guess what? Yeah. What? Indoor skiing with snow. People go to Dubai for that. You don't need to.
For skiing?
Yeah, people skiing in Dubai. Yeah, there's like a thing. They have snow in the...
What, like fakey?
No, it's real.
What? It's cold enough in parts of the United Arab Emirates to ski.
No, I think they manufacture the snow.
Oh, okay, fine. For a minute, I was like, I know my geography's poor, but really?
No, Jesus. I didn't phrase it very well. No, that's my fault.
So, okay, so talk me through. You think today's the day. I don't want to die with questions.
So,
you turn up.
It was the day before. We looked online. There was space available.
You booked it.
Booked it. Went
Who
in.
Were you with?
Tour manager Stu, Soundman Tom. We went in. We thought it would just be us, but of course it's not. You're with other people.
Strangers.
Very kind strangers.
Sure. Did they immediately recognise you?
Annoyingly, no.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Some of them did afterwards. That was nice. But
not immediately.
But then they say, take everything out of your pockets. But I was like, yeah, but I can take my phone in, right? Because I want to film myself. I want to ask somebody to film me going up in the air. And then we got into the wind tunnel. And then I was like, oh, I see why you're not allowed to bring anything in, including phones. It's because, like, you're standing around the side of this, like, turbo hairdryer.
Yeah.
But then... So I asked the nice lady who was next to me in the line if she could film me when I was going up. And so I went up, I went on the hairdryer and you float a bit. And then the instructor saw her and started telling her off and shut off all the machines. He said, you're not allowed to bring your phone in here. You mustn't bring your phone in here. And she was...
Did you say it was me or did you go, yeah, he already said, don't bring your phone in here.
Yeah, what are you doing? I'll take it with you. And no, I did have to go, oh, I'm sorry, this is my mistake. Because they worried, because the phone could, if it came loose, get shot up into the roof and then mangled up in the equipment. And then you just get showered with phone debris.
Phone juice.
Phone juice. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How did it feel?
You know, it was a bit daunting at first because you're concentrating on putting your legs and your arms in the right position.
Right.
And then, and then you do a high, we'd book for a high fly.
Okay.
Where they get another man in called Aaron or Owen, I can't remember. And he comes with you and they then turn up the heat a bit more, the pressure rather, not the heat.
Yeah.
And then you go flying really high in the air.
How high?
To the top of the tube. Like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when they burp. You know, when they drink the fizzy pop. It's like that.
Yeah. And were you holding on to this man?
And he was holding on to me.
You were below him?
No, well, he was at my side.
Oh, that's wide.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you love it?
You know, I found it a bit intimidating, actually, because we went really quick, really high.
Yeah.
And then afterwards he said, oh, yeah, I only took you really high because I don't like your work. But I think he was being bantery, to be fair.
But I hate all that.
Well, I went with it. I still laughed.
Well, you know when people say things like, oh, I hope you're going to be funny.
Oh, yes, he said that. I don't care for that.
Don't care for it one bit. Mm, mm. I don't know. Maybe. Some people find me funny. It's comedy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really pleased for you. Do you feel like you've got less questions now for when you die?
One less, yeah. And it was a lovely experience. And I felt very apologetic that I'd taken my phone. But I honestly thought, I didn't hear them say phones. I thought they said like rings and watches, which I could understand, obviously.
Pocket watch, top hat.
You couldn't take any of that in, Suze.
No. And were you in some sort of like a jumpsuit?
Yes. Although,
oh,
I feel
is
like...
Is that where that word comes from, jumpsuit? Is it from Sky
Oh, Day? Yes, it must be. Oh, I'd not thought of that.
Oh, see, that's the thing. Etymology.
We are an etymology podcast, yeah. But well, Tom, Sandman Tom, put his on, and his looked very cool, like he was in Top Gun. Stuart and I put ours on, and they were sort of grey with blue around the side. We looked like we worked at Quick Fit.
I like that for you, though.
But it was fun. It was fun.
Would you do it again?
Absolutely. And would now you? I feel a little confident about it. And Susie, you must do it.
Yeah, it feels like it's up my boulevard, doesn't it?
You must do it. They've got ones all around the country, actually, it turns out.
Okay,
but you
fine.
Would absolutely love it. You would
okay, I'll do it this afternoon.
Book in. I've booked you in right now. So
okay,
there's
I'm good,
a car
I've got
coming.
To go. Guys, I've got to... there's an Uber outside.
It's going to take you to a place where you can be suspended in midair. So I cannot recommend it enough. Because, you know, when you're on tour as well, it's important to do things, isn't it?
Yes, because it does. You can end up sort of just sitting in a room by yourself for a lot of it. And then that does... That's when the bad thoughts creep in for me.
But at the same time, I like a bit of that downtime. But it doesn't...
Yes. But you don't want too much of it, do you?
I like a little bit of an activity.
And I don't blame you one bit. Good for you.
You know...
Tom, guess what I did this week?
What's it?
I went clubbing.
And I saw that and I was like, hang on a minute.
Where's this all about? I went to clubbing. I went to see Gok DJ.
Sure.
Your friend of mine, Gok Wan. And he was fantastic. Really fun.
You were loving it. Where was it at?
The Concorde 2, which is opposite the beach in Brighton.
Oh. What?
And it was brilliant.
Not that building as you go down from the station on the right?
No, not that building. No. No, a different one opposite the beach. Really, really good. He's really great live. Does loads of like really fun tracks. And do you know what? Do you know how I know it was brilliant? I wasn't drunk because I didn't want to leave the dance floor.
That's great, isn't it? That's great.
Because I'm just having too much fun dancing.
Oh, fun. And so was it like... As soon as you arrived, like everyone was on the dance floor having a great time.
Yes, yes, it was like that. We got down there a bit late and then we went and said hi to Gok. And then Gok was on at 11. And then, of course, we had a babysitter, so we left at 12:30. It was
90
great.
Minutes Just of great
90
fun.
90 minutes of cardio. Absolutely.
That's the other thing, isn't it? It's a cardio workout.
I didn't stop jumping around.
Well, I always think that it's, you know, people go to spin classes and running clubs. And it's all a bit arduous, isn't it? But surely, if you put on some great tunes and just dance around for an hour, I wouldn't go for a run for an hour, but I might. I might go.
I would like to do a weekly Kaylee.
That's a great idea.
That would be so much fun. That'd be such a great way to stay fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'll do a course in Kayleeing.
It'll be out there, Suze.
You know it.
There will be opportunities out there, more than you know.
So I thought you'd want to know that. That's my big news. I went clubbing. Oh, and the other thing I was going to say to you about the damp is, and I'm interested in the listeners' thoughts on this too. So we're going to do up our lounge because this wet's come in. So we just as well get it done, you know, once we've had the damp fixed. So we were thinking of going for a green ceiling.
Well, I mean, I don't know what the listeners think, but I think that's a great idea.
So like, you know, so we've got that sort of, it's not a dado rail because that's like in the middle, isn't it? A dado rail. It's like
rail.
At the top. Is that what it is? A picture rail. So
I think
we've
it's
got
a picture
that. That comes down maybe
rail.
Like a foot or a foot and a half. We were thinking down to that green and then bookcases green as well. Vibes. What do you think?
I love that. I think that's great. What would the rest of the room be out of interest?
Well, I think probably like a magnolia.
Oh, okay.
No?
What, like a, what do you mean as in like... A white, sort of off-white.
Yeah, sort of an off-white. Or maybe something slightly warmer.
Yeah, great idea, I think. Yeah, lovely.
Do you? Mantelpiece, green as well.
I'm sure it'll be fabulous.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
either
like
going to look amazing or like really dog shit.
We're going to do some green upstairs, actually, in the bedroom.
Clang.
And clang. But also, I quite like the idea of doing the kitchen in a sort of pea green.
Two separate greens around the house.
Yes, I'm a bit cautious about that, but I think it might work.
No, I like it. I love the mustard in your lounge.
Oh, thank you. But what did you think of the walls?
Tom, it's always good fun.
Always good fun with me.
It's always good fun. Should we do a couple of listener emails?
Oh, yes. Also, I was going to, well, since we're on that topic then, I might put a question out there to the listener because...
Please, Tom, I'm so sorry.
No, well, I'm glad because we are an interior design podcast, as everybody knows.
Of course.
And, you know, I've got the Red Room, not as in Fifty Shades of Grey.
There's a saxophonist in there the whole time.
Disgusting. it's a kind of small study sort of space. And I want to put some shelves in there, but I don't know if they should be white to match the skirting boards and as a sort of contrast to the red on the walls, or should they be red to match and sort of blend in, mm-hmm. or should they be wood? People seem to say wood, but I think
I'd go wood.
Right. Okay.
But you know, I don't know.
Well, in the lounge, the mustard walls then have some shelving and that's white. So I thought it might be a similar thing of like gold colour with white.
Yeah, that is nice.
But as Alf says, I should do what I want, not what people tell me I should do.
Oh, well, no, I do agree with that.
That's easier said than done, isn't it?
I do agree with that. Mm-hmm. We've had some people get in touch, Tom.
Oh, no.
No, I love it. Hi, Susie and Tom. A friend introduced me to your great podcast as I live in the Barbican.
And you know they'll be in touch.
And I enjoyed listening to our weird brutalist commune. You are so welcome to come to the Middle Tower, Shakespeare, perhaps in the interval of Totoro if you make it to the end of the run.
My God.
To witness a better view than a car park, Tom. Although I admit, though, the idea of sharing your balcony with some of the flats is beyond bizarre. Now I'm going to go and listen to your previous episodes.
I imagine this is a Barbican gay.
Yes, I think. Well, I don't know if she's gay. It's from Kate. She's a director at an arts trust.
Classic Barbican.
Classic Barbican.
Classic Barbican dweller. Kate, thank you for your message. What an honour. What an honour.
We had another person from the Barbican. Dearest
Tom, another person from the Barbican.
Listen, it's...
Oh, God.
It's
sorry.
Huge.
Oh, my God.
It's huge.
On.
I saw this coming. When Tom and Alfie went to see My Neighbour Totoro, Alfie tweeted about it, and I was about to respond, come up for a drink, brackets, since I live in the Barbican. And can you believe it? There it was mentioned on the pod that Tom and Alfie went to the Barbican. Well, this is your invitation to come over for a drink and see how wonderful living in the Barbican is. It's my favourite place. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
This is what they
say. The flats can be refurbished inside. And you're now allowed to knock walls out, etc. If you'd like to update your bathroom and kitchen, you may do that as well. From the outside, it looks very uninviting, again, which I like. But once you're inside, it's a lovely place to be. Hoping to see you soon. Best wishes from the Barbican. And that's from Hendry.
I am inspired, actually,
listening
to that. Because I think I've always gone between, like, I used to love it, and I looked at that flat, and I didn't love it. And but people who live there all... echo that sentiment that it is
fantastic,
a wonderful place to live. Yeah,
I think maybe we need to go to the Barbican and have a nose around some people's houses.
Let us in. We're here for drinks. That would have been nice.
Yeah, totally, totally unannounced. Just when we decide.
Yes, middle of the night. We're here.
Hello. I'd like an old fashioned, please.
Oh, imagine. Oh, I mean, it would be fun. It would be fun. No question.
No question. Now, we're going to go now. You can always get in touch with us. If you're coming to the live show tomorrow, we're very excited. We look forward to seeing you there. And if not, we'll report back on it next week.
We will be reporting back on it next week. We can't wait. And thank you for coming. We're going to have a lovely time all together.
We are indeed.
Our friend Chris Sweeney from Homo Sapiens. It's going to be lovely. So, yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, everyone.
Okay,
have a great
bye.
Wednesday or whenever. Okay.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.